Crews in Japan are still trying to reach a truck driver trapped since January 28th in a massive sinkhole. As concern grows over the safety of the roads, there's a plan in the works to use artificial intelligence to help improve the country's infrastructure. Japanese officials asked more than a million people to avoid taking showers or doing laundry, while rescuers tried to reach the 74-year-old man. His condition is unknown at this time. How did the sinkhole happen? Authorities believe the sinkhole that happened just north of Tokyo Tuesday, January 28th, was caused by a ruptured sewage pipe. The estimated 15-meter-deep sinkhole swallowed a large truck, causing heavy debris to pile up and sewage to spew from the scene. Rescuers haven't been able to launch a full-scale search due to safety concerns. Can residents use water yet? Residents are still being told to avoid using water unless absolutely necessary, so rescuers can see if the stoppage would change the water level inside the sinkhole. What's going on with Japan's infrastructure? This latest incident follows a series of road cave-ins across the country, also caused by aged sewage pipes, drawing attention to an aging infrastructure issue. According to Japan Forward, a Japanese agricultural machinery company is currently focusing on a rehabilitation method that strengthens sewer pipes by inserting a new pipe inside the existing one and securing it with resin. But the company is also planning to launch a system that uses artificial intelligence to predict water pipe damage caused by natural disasters such as earthquakes. The system combines two AI models to identify high-risk areas for water outages, allowing officials to prioritize earthquake-resistant upgrades in critical locations. The company is expected to roll out the AI monitoring in April.